Powdercast with Big J D and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid, sibling rivalry, to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big J D and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open minds sold separately.
Hello, and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
I don't hear me very good, Big JD.
We're going to get you cranked up a little bit.
Okay, how you doing, though? That's good, thanks.
Not too bad.
That's good.
Good.
I'm doing good. Today is, what is today?
Today's Mother's Day.
Wow.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
It's Sunday, May 11th.
Mother?
You're a mother.
You're a mother's mother.
He's the mother of all podcasters.
The mother of all mothers.
Mother. Hey.
He ate his word there.
So, yeah, we finally got on the air.
Yeah. I got to write the time down that we got on the air, and then we can go accordingly.
He's keeping track of things. That's good. Very well organized.
Yeah. Someone's got to be.
Yeah.
And I'm not it. What have you been up to, though, lately, Big JD?
What have I been up to? I've been up to washing cars.
Oh, you started a car wash?
Yeah. Personal.
Wow. That's
finally washed my Jeep after probably a year. In the bay, we have a bay in our building downstairs, and so I washed mine, washed Lana's, brought my bike there yesterday and washed that.
Down by the bay where the watermelons grow.
Sitting in the washing bay.
You're way cooler than I am. I'm singing kids' tunes.
Watching the hose roll away.
So you have a wash bay in the building.
Yeah. And it's got a really big shop vac for you to vacuum inside your vehicle. It's got the hose. It's got a couple little table things. It's even got some supplies there. And I don't know if they actually belong to somebody or you know, but everybody kind of has their own, usually sitting behind their vehicle where they're parked there, whatever, your wash soap and mitt and all that kind of stuff. So
Your mitt.
You use a wash mitt?
Yes, I use a mitt.
There you go.
I'm a mitten guy.
I'm a mitt guy, too.
Do you use two or one?
Way back. I use one.
Okay.
Use two?
No. I've seen people use
two. You ever
two.
Use a chamois? A chamois for you French people?
Chamois.
Chamois?
Not on any car I've had lately, no.
Would you have a supermobile at one time or something that
I
you
had a car
shined
that
up?
I, you know, that.
Did you ever have a cool car? Like a souped up thing or something? Like that was the envy of everyone?
Back when I first started working in the automobile industry, I bought new cars all the time.
Maybe we should save that because I think we have an automobile show coming in the near future too.
Saving stuff, yeah.
Yeah, because that's really good. Because we've had a lot of vehicles probably in our day.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I know I have had some doozies. old doozy. No, I never had an old doozy.
A Duesenberg!
Yeah, a real doozy. That's a real, real doozy.
No, but when I had new cars, you kept them new looking.
Yeah.
Because they're new.
Brand new.
Yeah, brand new.
Was your minivan brand new?
No. We haven't bought a new vehicle in like a long time.
Why not? I mean, why didn't you, like, when you had one, like, get another vehicle brand new after?
Just the depreciation thing. You depreciate fast. Yeah, after you do it so many times, you realize, when you sell or get rid of them or trade them in, you realize how much money it's costing you per year to drive a vehicle.
Yeah, I did that three times. I did it three times within a two-year brand new vehicle thing and really burned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Paid double for a Jeep Rubicon. It was brutal.
Yeah. Right now, though, Chrysler's is... you can lease a Charger for $100 a month.
$100?
$100 for active employees.
Wow.
Step aside.
Oh, the Charger. What about the Challenger?
Oh, that's gonna pretty be cool. Sweet. Yeah, that ain't going to be $100 a month. That's for sure.
Wow. My buddy's sister is a bigwig at Chrysler, and they had a Challenger at the, I don't know if it was at the downtown thing there, or somebody had it anyway, and she took it for an afternoon or something like that. She got to drive it around, new Challenger, and he's got a couple pictures of it he sent me. It's very cool.
Yeah, they're nice looking cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think eventually, just because it's back in production, we're just going to see a bunch of those, but
that as well as a four-door, right?
The Challenger's a four-door?
Is the Challenger a four-door too? I can't remember now.
If it is, it would suck.
It really suck. Even the Charger. I know
the Charger, that's the only thing that sucks about it.
If that was a two-door, it'd look really sweet.
It would look sweet, and they wouldn't be selling them for $100 a month, or leasing them, I should say.
Yeah.
Once you put it into a four-door class, it's just... You're putting a name on a car that's not really it. Whereas the Challenger really looks like the old Challengers.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas these Chargers, it's just, they look like a 300M with, you know, kind of sporty lines on it.
Right.
That's kind of what I look at it as anyway.
You know something? I was in Costco the other day, as I know you were, but...
I have to tell you my story after. Okay, go ahead.
Is that going to be in the tech section?
No, it's going to be in the what's going on with you section.
This doesn't actually have anything to do with me being in Costco. We got the Costco magazine thing or whatever, but I was recently in Costco. Anyway, I had an idea a long time ago when this recycling garbage thing first came up for people in their kitchens to have a triple whammy little garbage can that you could put three, you know, step on three different things or and the three, you know, for whatever you got to throw away. Like a triple whammy garbage. It's just one unit though. You know, small one. A kitchen type thing or utility room or whatever.
Did it make a note every time you hit it?
What's that?
Did it play music?
No, it didn't have anything to do with that. But there's another idea that'll get shot down by somebody else. And I noticed in the little Costco flyer thing, like, you know, they give the little coupon book or whatever while they're selling that thing. Like, obviously, they've been available now for a while. Just like when I saw them at work, they have it's the three blue things all together.
Yep.
You know, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It was that similar thing, but I had the idea long before it ever, I seen them anywhere.
But that's for recyclables.
Recyclables, yeah. Yes. But you could have one for regular garbage, one for plastics, and one for
cans.
You know, just cans or whatever in your house, or even a four thing, whatever, you know what I mean? But something convenient that's only like, you know, thigh high or something like that, and that, you know, have a bag in each one, but it's one, you buy it as one unit, whatever.
Right.
And I had that idea, and then I saw them come up, like, but now I see them like, you know, for your kitchen, nice looking ones, like stylish and all that.
Stainless steel.
I could have been rolling in dough. But yeah, I had that idea way back.
Have you been involved in the invention process ever before?
No.
Okay, because I think there's a certain break-in period, like, you know, a beginner period where you realize all the steps you got to get to make it something completely yours.
Well, I've sent away first that kind of stuff, like, you know, the patent material and all that kind of stuff to do things, and it's like crazy, yeah, and they want big bucks in a lot of cases for actually really do something for real.
There was that TV show also that had... people bring in their inventions and...
Oh, yeah, right. I don't remember what that was called or whatever, but...
Canadian program. Something about the devil. The devil...
Made me do it. I don't know.
No, I don't know. But Costco.
Where's Prada?
Anybody who doesn't have a Costco membership, go get one because that store is friggin' awesome because I went there and I bought a hard drive, an external hard drive, computer paraphernalia, and the package that the hard drive is in is a box, but in the box is in another bigger container, I guess, to prevent shoplifting, even though I can't imagine someone shoplifting even the size of the box that's in. So anyway, pick one of these up, pay for it, bring it home, open it up, and inside the package is not a hard drive, but a big honking battery, like a big battery. I'm going to say it was probably 4 inches thick. And about 7-8 inches high. It's about the same size as the actual
hard drive. Like a motorcycle battery.
Yeah, something. I freaked out. I'm like, whoa, now what do you do? You go back to the store and say something? Like, you know, they're going to have to take my word for it that I didn't rip off a $200-something piece of thing. And they're going to give me another one? So I was bumming out. Went there the next morning. Yeah, it was yesterday morning. And the people behind the counter said, no, well, we don't know how to deal with this. We're going to have to get the manager over here. I said, that's great. Okay. So the manager comes up. Didn't even question me. Just, I want this on my desk. Make sure that this gets to my desk.
I wonder if he's seen it recently or something before.
I think he's probably has heard of it. I looked on the internet and there's a lot of information about people scamming packages. So
wow. That's incredible.
They said, no problem. It gave me my money back. I didn't even have to get another one or nothing, but I did end up picking up another one. And when I walked out the store, I went over to the service counter and I said, I'd like to open this right here.
And tell
right
us now. The price and what you got, because it's a good deal.
Oh, it's the cheapest I've ever seen a terabyte for. It's a terabyte triple interface, ESATA, USB 2, and FireWire 400.
ESATA?
Yeah.
What's the interface? It's some kind of line, a little slot thing or something?
Yeah, a little slot
like
thing for, what is that?
What would you plug that into on a computer?
There's, On a tower, you can get a card that has that. It's like FireWire,
like a little breakout thing or something, or
It's like FireWire.
Oh, card. A card. Okay, yeah, right.
Like a PCI card.
I think maybe on the Apple laptops and that, you get the little Apple card that you put in. Has that maybe a...
You probably get an adapter for your Apple card thing.
Or something, okay.
I guess it's supersonic.
Usually when I first... Yeah, yeah. I first think of triple interface, and I'm thinking of the FireWire 800, but...
It's a Western Digital MyBook.
Yeah.
Which they have many different... iterations of. They have the Essential, which is the bare bones thing, but they make two of them, and they're called the Studio, MyBook Studio, and those are Mac formatted, and they have the FireWire 800 on them. So
probably more money.
Yeah, they didn't have them there at Costco. They had two different kinds. They had the World Edition, which is a 2 terabyte, and it's network. It's like a network drive.
Oh yeah.
So it's got
a Ethernet.
Yeah, you plug it into your router.
And what else? FireWire on that?
Yeah.
That sucks. No. Yours has FireWire.
FireWire 400.
And USB 2. Yeah.
So basically what I've been dying to do is get a program, which is super duper, that backs up your whole computer every night. But it only does it, there's a smart update, so you know it just checks.
Right.
It'll
And the super duper is not available yet for... Is it the new version? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's all ready to go.
Good.
So I scoop that up, and so when you're done, everything that's on your computer goes onto your external hard drive, and you can then start up that hard drive, and it'll look exactly like your computer.
Okay. And it constantly does that. So every night it'll back up.
Right.
And any day of the week, you could just boot from it. It's a bootable copy.
Positively. So that hard drive...
Do you keep much on your computer, though, besides music?
No, I'm going to...
Which you have backed up.
I think I'm going to keep everything except movies on there. I'm going to keep
all my... Because you have it all backed up all the time.
Right. It's a 750 gig hard drive. You know, I got a few hundred gigs of music and movies, and then everything else isn't really nothing. So until that starts getting full, my IMAX hard drive, that's the way I'm just going to work from now on.
Yep.
The super duper, you can make it do different things. You can make it go from the way that I have it. It sets it up so that it's as if it erased everything that was on that hard drive, the backup, erased it, and put everything new back on it. So it's not incremental, really. It's more like I'm getting rid of everything that's on this drive, and I'm going to take what's on your computer and put it back on here again today, kind of thing. It doesn't actually do that, but that's the result you get. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, because it's not incremental.
Right.
It's detrimental.
So it just does like in a few minutes. So every night it'll look what I've changed and it does its little algorithm. Yeah. I'm not sure how it does it.
Yeah, cool thing. I really like that idea.
And before it does it, it repairs your permissions, then does the backup, then makes it bootable, and then it quits.
Wow.
So that's exactly what
so
I want.
So do you know how long it takes yet to actually back up? Have you implemented?
I haven't done the smart update yet.
Okay, because I'm wondering after the first time, initial thing's all done, how much, the update.
I did the full back.
Okay,
back
so you're ready to, like, tonight, New Year.
It'll do the smart update tonight.
Whatever you've changed or done.
Yeah.
So it could take, like, just a minute, even.
Could.
If you didn't do anything.
If I didn't do much, yeah.
Okay. That's so really cool.
So that is not the tech talk today, because I got something else.
No time machine for you, then.
Yeah, the time machine thing, I'll tell you what the problem is there, is it's too friggin' slow.
Yeah. Even Terry got that... the time machine, time capsule and all that. And he said he hasn't been using it just because it's doesn't work optimally, really.
It doesn't work optimally. That's right.
They need to make it work better or have a full-featured program where you can do things the way that you want to. You know what I mean? That's what they need.
There is the time machine editor free program that you can download, little thing. I have added
some functionality to it, I guess.
Yeah, but if it starts backing up and you're working on your computer, you can tell. You can tell it's backing up, but your mouse gets a little jittery.
Yeah, see, that's not good. Especially when you got a supercomputer.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Do you want to get the door there?
Okay. Okay. Here we go. I love this newsroom. We should just do the whole show right here instead of
going
then
we don't
and
have
forth.
To go to the newsroom, but we have to change the ID because we're not going to the newsroom.
Let's not change the ID.
Hey, still in the newsroom. It's Big JD in the...
We can still use that same ID. On the top,
you're supposed to make new ones.
Top of the news. Last night, which would be Saturday night, May 10th, I guess a bunch of tornadoes hit Oklahoma and Missouri. Mm-hmm. A lot of places leveled. Oh, my goodness. The humidity must be getting up in here. It's because I took my shirt off. The heat from my body and all the sweats making this thing come on.
Yeah, something smells a little iffy.
No. I'm no. fresh.
Yeah, I smell freshness. You smell so good.
So, so they're getting some, this is the time of the year where the tornadoes strike Georgia and Missouri, Mississippi, Oklahoma. And
the big one, and that happened, you know, the big one.
Down here?
That recently happened. Wiped out thousands. Thousands of people. No, not here. Where was that?
Where are you talking? Oh, in Myanmar.
Myanmar, yeah.
Which was Burma.
Myanmar.
Yeah, that's brutal. And I was just reading a story just before we went on the air. A Red Cross relief boat was delivering supplies to the victims of that cyclone. Cyclone there is a hurricane here. When it hit debris in a delta. You know what a delta is?
Mm-hmm.
It hit debris there and it sank.
Wow.
Yeah. So these people desperate for help and...
They're desperate for help, but they won't let anybody come and bring help. You know that scenario there, huh?
Yeah, they're stopping people. You got to apply for a visa.
There was one particular company I'm trying to... the name escapes me now. Some kind of relief organization that they allowed to come in and, you know, bring supplies and that. But they turned a lot away.
Yeah, you got to apply for a visa. It's like business as usual.
Yeah, what business as usual? Everybody's dying.
Well.
That doesn't make any sense, really, when people want to help.
I mean, if you were in that country to begin with, if there was no cyclone there, you'd just say, how do you people live like this with this kind of rule?
Their whole rice paddy was leveled.
It's brutal. I don't know how those people get in there to begin with, but obviously.
What do people even think of your government when it says, no, we don't want anything from you. We don't want your money. We don't want your food. We don't want anything unless you apply for, you know.
So what do you think their motive is for that? Like these dumbasses who are in power away from the damage.
I think just to be able to, you know, make people think or portray that they're, you know, some kind of have, you know, what do you call it? To keep their head up, you know, kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. We're structured and we're this and we're that when they're nothing.
They're nothing.
Just a bunch of poor people that are in dire need of help.
Yeah. And they were a bunch of poor people who were in dire need of help before the cyclone came in.
But they you know, try and keep their, what is that? Not their poise, but their dignity, maybe, that kind of thing. Like, yeah. You know, I don't know. That's the only thing I can really, you know, why wouldn't you take something, especially if you're not a country that's at war with anybody or anything or, you know, that kind of thing.
They just got their own little spot there that they want to control. I think they want to purge some of the population so there's less people going against them.
Well, that could be.
Because you think any of these people who live there actually want that government in place? No, of course not.
No, especially after something like that happens and they don't want to take help from just anybody. They should be welcome it with open arms. Any other news?
Well, it's getting on. We should
move along.
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
WKBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows on WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
WKBR.ca.
Rock on. Kicking back.
All day Saturdays. That's going to end soon.
That's short-lived. He's got ideas, but he just doesn't want to put the time into it.
Well, I'm going to go strictly podcast eventually. But anyhow...
Except this show. We're going to always
stream. Except this show, yeah.
We're always going to stream the show as long as someone's going to take us anyway.
Oh, on Sundays, yeah. We'll always have the show on here. And today our show is on?
Mother's Day.
In general, sure. It's Mother's Day. We're talking about moms, I guess. Aren't we?
Yes.
So,
since we have
that's enough about mothers. Let's move on.
That's not nice.
Well, as you know, my mom doesn't live here, so I don't see her that often. And
no, but you must have a lot of... how do you think your mother shaped your personality, the way that you view the world?
Oh, how did she shape it? I think it's probably what I've gained most from her is my ability to... perception, you know, I think. To see, to read people, to read things, to look at things and know things fairly quickly, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
I think that's probably what I gain more than anything from her. Because she's like that. You know what I mean?
Sure. You pick the strength out of anybody and you try to say...
Well, I'm sure there's other things. I guess I'd have to sit down and really think about it.
Well, that's... that would have been good.
I should have done that before, but...
Well, you didn't anticipate that particular question.
I didn't anticipate doing a show today, so...
What?
No. Yeah, but that's the, just off the top of my head, that's the biggest first thing, you know what I mean? Is the ability to kind of, you know, read into things pretty good.
But you still are... You talk to your mom on a regular basis, though.
Yeah, I talk to her on a regular basis, yeah.
Because she's calling you all the time.
She's calling me all the time, yeah. Yeah, she's going through some... She thinks... well, it stems from her ex-boyfriend, and they're split up now, mm-hmm. and, you know, he's had his name on things, you know, phones and different things, and she thinks that he still maybe has a little tapped into things that he probably shouldn't be, you know, and she's curious about her bank accounts, and she's curious about her pensions and everything, you know what I mean? So it's but I think it's escalated a little more than it needs to be, so I deal with that on a pretty regular basis right now. Checking her accounts and making sure things are cool and, you know, calling around anywhere if I have to for her and all that kind of stuff. So
how long was your mom with this man?
Years. Hmm. Long time, yeah. But, you know, long enough that he's, you know, he's on insurances, you know, for the house and stuff, and not on the title or anything, but, you know, and for auto insurance at one time. And so things get kind of interlaced, you know, sure. through the years, and then it's difficult to get somebody off of everything or to a point where they can't call the phone company and say, oh yeah, I want it in so-and-so's name, or, you know, that kind of thing, or, you know, keep my name on such and such, or, you know, is my name still on, you know,
positively.
So there's, you know, some gray area and there's some black and white area. Yeah.
Well, I hope everything works out for your mom.
Well, yeah, I hope so too. And she's going through a lot of stuff right now, I guess, and she's also got to come back to... She lives in the U.S. She's got to come back to Canada to collect her old age security and stuff. So she's, you know, faced now with looking at selling her house. And so there's a lot going on for her. Yeah, but it'd be nice for her to come back. She's got to stay here for a year, and then she can move back to the U.S. So hopefully she moves closer, like maybe in Michigan or something, close to Somerset Mall or what have you.
She's not moving to where it's winter again. Well, I think once you move down south...
Yeah, I don't know what'll happen, but...
I know once I move the hell out of here, I'm not coming back here.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
There you go. She listens to the show religiously.
Oh, religiously, yeah.
On Sundays.
And she's a Jabbercast Orthodoxian.
Orthodox Jabbercastian.
You say Jabbercastian, I say Orthodoxian.
I don't think there's a word, but anyway.
But yeah, so that's what happens there. And sent her a card for Mother's Day for the first time in a long time.
Oh, that's nice.
Homemade style. I like making cards. I make cards a lot for everybody.
I think people really
appreciate
that.
I have my own
emblem
on the bottom back and everything. I put a little barcode, cards by Jeffrey.
Do you put the price on them?
Yeah, you know what I do? No, well, this is what I do. I usually underneath that it says Carlton, $5, Hallmark, $7, cards by Jeffrey, priceless.
There you go.
So that's what I do. I make cards usually.
That's nice.
I think it's more personal touch. I think it's cool, you know what I mean? I don't even put them in an envelope or anything. There you go. Made that for you.
Positively.
I think it's cool.
I think the whole envelope and all that stuff, that was all thought up by Hallmark. It's a Hallmark thing.
And the thing about it is that, that's a card that kind of stands out when you put all your cards up, you know? Like, somebody made this, they said what they wanted in it without having to, you know, take something that was not so personalized. Usually you find things that you, you know, that say what you're trying to express, but I mean, this is, you know, you can put a cartoon on there, you can draw something on there, you can do whatever you want from the computer. It's kind of cool.
Or not even a computer. Get some colored pencils out.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want if you want to make it look like a little kid's thing, whatever. But I put a picture of me, her, and my brother from when she was down here just recently and in there, and happy Mother's Day from us, and it was cool.
Oh, from us. You did it for...
For my brother and I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is your brother that as computer literate as you are?
No, he doesn't use a computer.
Use a computer?
No. Doesn't have one. Doesn't
he's your older brother. He's like by 25 years older than you. Is that why?
No. He's younger, actually, but never cared for the computer that much. I think he would if he had it. He doesn't realize what it can do. So, he does to a point because he sees me use it, you know.
Sure.
I'm sure he would like it.
But why don't you just give him one?
I don't have enough to go around. I've only got 7.
You don't have 7 computers in your house?
No.
Well, hell, if I find one, you want me to look?
Yeah, I always tell everybody if there's anything kicking around that's usable for like the internet and some word processing or whatever, then yeah, that'd be cool for him. And maybe he can afford a $10 dial-up or something, or you know what I mean?
Positively, yeah.
And at least that way he's connected. He can get his. I made him an email address and everything. He's got an email address and stuff.
Like at Yahoo or Google or
Hotmail.
Hotmail. Who uses Hotmail anymore?
Everybody. Hotmail's number one.
Google is number
one. I think,
one.
I don't know if it is.
From what I've heard.
Gmail?
Gmail, yeah.
Yeah. Is it, yeah. I don't know. That, Yahoo, they're all pretty good, but I think Hotmail is and was the biggest thing. And I think it probably still is, and everybody's got a Hotmail account. Except you, probably.
All right, well,
you must have had one at one time.
I have one.
You have one?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I haven't checked that.
I think you're the only one that has more emails than I do. I get stuff from you that I just like, who the hell is this guy? Oh, it's him.
It's Lippo.
Another account.
Yes, I have tons of accounts.
Well, and some come with like the HTML formatting and some come without, you know what I mean? I don't like those ones. And then you have to put HTML formatting on it to send back if you want to send back the way you want. And then the other person doesn't usually have that on in that particular mail, so they don't get it anyway. But no picture, no formatting of any kind.
Right.
Get that a lot of times from like the Blackberries and stuff like that when people email me from, you know.
And they send HTML, are you saying? Blackberries do? No.
No, it just it comes unformatted type stuff.
Plain with text.
With HTML turned off when you hit your reply and all that. But my mother, she has a computer.
Mm-hmm.
She's iffy about it because her ex used it all the time for stuff, and she thinks that there's maybe, you know, it's messed up, or there's, you know, viruses, or doesn't know where, you know, she needs to be wiped out and re-cleaned up, and she's used to get her email, and she doesn't want to do that right now. She just plays solitaire, doesn't, you know, I don't think she has it hooked up at all right now. She needs it wiped out, cleaned up, and that, and then she would be in contact. I bought her a webcam, never used it, never hooked it up, never did anything with it. She's just not that savvy either with it, you know, and all the more reason for her to have it with her bank stuff, because she can go, you know, she calls me all the time. Can you go online and check my bank thing and everything? You know what I mean? And okay. Why don't you just set your computer up and log into your stuff, man, check it out and call us up on there. No phone calls anymore. Like, it's all free.
Yeah.
Basically, except for the price of your internet. You know what I mean? So
she needs to get hooked up with a new Mac, and you get hooked up with a new Mac. You're both running Leopard. You're on iChat. You're sharing your screens.
So moving on. No. Yeah. That's what needs to be done, really.
I'll check your bank account right in front of you, Mom. Here. I'm going to do it now. Let go of your mouse, and I'll do it right in front of you.
See, that's really sweet.
Yeah.
Have you done some of that stuff long distance like that? Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And that's just Leopard to Leopard anyway.
Leopard to Leopard.
That's really cool. That's cool stuff. There's technology that I want to take advantage of, and I don't have time. I'll die before I get to do that.
No, you won't.
That's what's going to happen, yeah?
No. Yeah. You'll be able to do it.
And make sure somebody knows that I want this with me.
All right.
Okay.
Right now he's pointing to his headphones. No, he's pointing to his PowerBook.
My PowerBook. It's a special PowerBook. We'll take that up on Father's Day.
That's right. We'll take it up on Father's Day. I want to ask you, what do you think of the tea?
It just tastes like most any black tea to me.
Okay, there's nothing special.
Yeah, it's especially when you leave the bag in, I guess, maybe it gets pretty strong and bittery, so it's...
Sure.
Yeah, about same as any black tea. I don't notice anything.
All right.
Usually with those kind, I don't, so... what about the history of Mother's Day? Do you know the history behind it? I have a big whack of history here, but it's like too much to History of Mother's Day, centuries old. Earliest Mother's Day celebration could be traced back to the spring celebrations of ancient Greece.
Really?
In honor of Rhea, mother of the gods, during the 1600s. Early Christians in England celebrated a day to honor Mary, the mother of Christ. And it just kind of escalated. And at some point in time, you know, getting towards the U.S. thing, Mother's Day was loosely inspired by the British Day and was first suggested after the American Civil War by social activist Julia Ward Howe. So to somehow about peace and something for mothers. And, you know, it's like just crazy explanations is, that is are like paragraphs long.
Is it an official American holiday to per se?
Remarkable contribution and establishment of Mother's Day, however, remains the fact that organized a Mother's Day dedicated to peace. It's a landmark in the history of Mother's Day in the sense that precursor to the modern Mother's Day celebrations. You really have to dig deep to find out what it, you know. I get down to the end, and Mother's Day continues to this day to be one of the most commercially successful U.S. occasions.
Commercially successful.
According to the National Restaurant Association.
Oh, there you go.
And my mother actually... had me call and order TBQ for her mother, my grandmother, today to have it delivered there at dinner time.
Well, that's
she
nice.
Usually does that on Mother's Day for
that
her.
That is very nice.
Mother's Day, honoring mother, celebrated on various days in many places of the world, is a day when you acknowledge your mother's contribution to your life, pay tribute to her, and that's what we're doing, paying homage today, and often with flowers and gifts, compliments. It compliments Father's Day, the celebration of honoring fathers. So I guess we'll go through the same
rigmarole
on Father's Day time, because, excuse me, we'll do the same thing. Now let's talk about your mom.
My mom is no longer with us, but she left a big mark on our family. She passed away about 4 years ago, I guess.
Same time as my dad, basically, something around there.
I forget. It was not long after Mother's Day she passed away. I think it was the 25th of May was the time she passed away. And
that was 2004.
Yeah.
And that's when my dad was... February.
Yeah, I knew it was months earlier.
Because I remember you just calling, and I don't even know if we, I don't think we had started Easy Mac or anything at that time. I remember you called me, asked me about the compassionate care thing.
Yeah. Big JD helped me out quite a bit as far as getting that all together. And so did my boss at the time, Colleen. She made it so easy.
She was cool.
But anyway, she was a mother's mother. I think she took a lot of the values of her mom, who was her mom and her dad for a really long time, because her dad passed away when she was 10. So she took a lot of those values, and they were dirt poor when she grew up. They were, you know, in the Depression, and she was right in the midst of that. And you get certain values when you brought through hardships like that, which I think is the big problem with society today.
There are no hardships.
There are no hardships. Really, like, there's not enough hardships.
That's the same with my mother's father. My grandfather was an aloculic, so there was a lot of things. And they had like five kids, and you know, a lot went on there. So there was like some of that too. And I think that helps kids.
That develops character. And I think a lot of kids today are characterless, and they look to all the wrong places to develop their character, you know, either video game heroes or movie heroes. You know, a lot of kids can quote so many movie passages, it's insane.
Oh, I know people that do that aren't even kids.
But can you tell me something really important your grandfather said or something, you know?
Yeah.
Is there something that your mom really told you that stuck with you?
Mm-hmm.
No, but I can tell you the line from The Clerks 2 about the guy, you know. So I think that it's going to be our detriment, honestly. I think it's going to be something that's going to bring us down, because this country was built on a lot of character developed through the hardship of, you know, the Revolution. And then there was, you know, in the States, there was a Civil War, and same really in here, in Canada, there was a Civil War of types, you know, the British against the Loyalists and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I've heard that in the future, the family, the way that we are, our family, I don't know what you would call it, if the family...
unit? Is that what you're trying to say?
Unit, yeah, will be very different than what we know it as today.
You know
what I mean? It'll be somebody running the family unit with a larger group, like community type thing. That's what I hear, so I don't know. What.
That's someone's theory?
Yeah.
I mean, if you even look even 100 years ago, which in the scheme of things, 100 years is a very short period of time. The family unit back then, of course, was a mother, father, and the kids. But now it's the family unit is, you know, it could be a single mother and her mother living with her kids, you know?
Yeah, it's broadening out, kind of, and yeah. It's not as close-knit as I think it once was.
Exactly.
So. But what's the, do you have a particular value or trait that your mom left her mark on you, something in particular?
Give as much as you can to help somebody else without expecting anything in return.
Well, that's a good one.
And it'll always come back to you.
Yeah.
So that's what I got from her. That was the biggest thing. And just like my wife, she was the mother's mother. Like, you know, she poured her heart and soul into being a mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where Kim's the same way, that she, a lot of her attention is directed towards what's going on with my kids, kind of, right, yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas some mothers, you know, they're just thinking about getting a job, making more money, buy a new pair of shoes, and, oh yeah, the kids are here too. Let's bring them to McDonald's and feed them, kind of thing. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas I think that is also a big character builder. You know, if you can get some of these good traits and pass them on down to your kids, and they'll last a long time. So I'm kind of proud of the way that Kim is raising our kids.
Yeah, I don't know that enough time is spent with kids these days from either of the parents, really. Like, sometimes they should, you know. Times change.
Times have changed, yes. But mothers will always be mothers, and everyone has one.
Yeah, they do, I guess. What about that guy that's pregnant? Did he have his baby? You see the guy in the news and everything carrying the baby?
No.
You never saw that?
Never saw the guy carrying the baby.
Oh, you have to check that out, yeah. It's a man carrying the baby. He was born with some internal woman things, and he's carrying the baby because his wife couldn't get pregnant or something.
He was born with some internal woman things.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you would need a uterus and...
Yeah,
need
he's got that stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you always get along with your mother? How old was your mom when she passed away, say?
74, I think.
Okay, so...
75, maybe.
You have, obviously, you have an older brother.
I have two older brothers, and my sister is older than all of us, all the boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How old is your sister?
She's up there. She's 2 years younger than my wife's mom.
Your sister? Oh, your sister didn't look that old when I saw her at... She didn't look any older than us.
I'll tell you why, because she has no kids.
Oh, there you go. That keep you young.
And she's got a pretty good life.
Well, that's good.
She is 50. She's 12 years older than me. I'm 45, so she's 57. Oh, okay.
Do you find that any of your siblings are more like your mother than anybody?
My brother Dave, yeah, he is. He looks like her, has the same hair as her.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she had really dark skin. I don't know if she had any Lebanese or a lot. You see a lot of French people from Quebec. They have that dark skin. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure where that comes from, but my mom was like that. She had the really dark hair, and she was quiet for the most part. She's a quiet woman, but, you know, of course.
Are his actions more like your mother's?
Exactly. Yeah. He's very, he really judges you by what you do, you know, the kind of things you do. Mm-hmm. And he won't let you know what he thinks of so-and-so or talk to so-and-so in front of you in a specific way, but once so-and-so is gone, you know, he'll tell you how he feels about that person. And
my brother, I didn't get along good with my mother for a long, 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 long time, until like recent, like probably till I was about maybe 19, 20 years old. And we'll come to that. We'll actually get into that.
Well, you can finish your story.
You know what I'm thinking is we'll get into the our music segment, and we'll come back with how we got along with our mothers.
Okay.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host, the shows I host with Lippo, as well as blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
So in keeping the volume up, I mean, keeping with the theme of the show today, chose some song that has something to do with a mother in some way, shape, or form.
What is it, Danzig?
No, what is that, mother? Oh, mother.
Tell your children not to walk my way.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. No, actually, but I chose the Queen song from A Day at the Races. It's Tie Your Mother Down.
Nice. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That band is so rocking. It's
Queen's cool, man. You know what I really dig? I dig old Queen. First two CDs.
Yep.
It's my favorite.
They're very good, I have to admit.
Love of my life, honey.
Yeah, try. Try like as you may stuff. To get those notes.
Try as I may. What is that?
I don't know.
Oh. First Robert Plant CD. Try as I may.
Oh.
That's in it. Try whatever that
I
is.
May. Try as I might.
Yeah, something. The things that will remind you of a song.
That's right. Pictures at 11.
That's another show. Okay. I'll be here.
No, that's the name of the
album. Oh, okay.
It's the name of the Robert Plant album.
Yeah, so we're talking about mothers today. It's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Well, what do you do for Mother's Day? You go to the cemetery?
We're going to the cemetery, yes.
Family? Big family thing?
No, just the four of us are going to go. My brother Dave may actually go down there today.
My dad will.
I don't think that's not his mother. You know, it's his wife and Mother's Day. Yeah, I guess. I suppose so. That's my incentive to go there. It's Mother's Day. You know,
right.
It's a good time to go down there. And my brother goes down there far more often than I go to the cemetery. Mm-hmm. But today,
the one that's like your mom a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
okay.
And my what was I going to say? Oh, Jonas is going to the Knights of Columbus to play O Canada. They have a brunch there, Mother's Day brunch at the Knights of Columbus in Tecumseh. And his school band is playing O Canada.
What, he's playing drums there?
Playing drums.
In the band, school band? Okay. Cool.
And then we're going over to Kim's mom's for dinner. Kim's mom is making dinner. I was all for
She's
just
making
go.
Marshmallow salad.
I bet you there's going to be marshmallow salad there.
The salad you never had.
The salad that I thought I never had.
Do you always get along with your mom?
Always got along with my mom. My mom
even
was,
more than your dad, say?
Oh yeah, my dad was my dad was not much of a dad, let's put it that way. He didn't have a big influence on my life.
Yeah.
Whereas my brothers had a bigger
influence. Well, I don't know. I think you're maybe not the influence that you think, but I think your dad probably had some degree of influence on you.
Oh, positively.
I mean, I don't know your dad that well, but I somehow see a lot of your dad. You know what I mean? Like intellectual.
Yeah, intellectually. Exactly right. And I'll say stuff too, and Kim will always say, "Okay, Harry."
Yeah.
You know.
I do that too, but it's I get that too at home, but it's always I get in trouble for something. Doing things that, that's my dad though, not my mom, so. Oh yeah, that's what we're talking about, dads. Hey, how's everybody doing today?
It's Father's Day. No, it's not.
I get mixed up now between the parent thing.
So yeah, we have a little get together. So at Kim's mom's, her dad's mom's going to be there as well. And my dad goes there too.
My mom, when I was born, in the hospital, holding me, fell asleep, smoking, dropped me, fell on my head. They took me away from her, wouldn't let me have it. She said she's probably never bonded. Like, you know, the baby and the thing. She never, doesn't think she ever had that. But she was young. She was 17. And
she didn't smoke and drop.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing. Lit a fire in the bed.
No.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah, it's wonderful. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. That's the truth. And
she was not smoking in the hospital.
She taught in the U.S. like at a school for years and years, high school kids, and it was all pretty much underachievers kind of thing, you know. But she had always told them that the story about her dropping me in the hospital and that I have a big flat spot on my head from that. And they all just like think it's hilarious and everything. She always tell them. So once in a while, she'd call me or from her cell phone. The kids want to talk to you about your, you know. And I told them, you know, don't say anything about his head, you know, that kind of stuff. Or they'd ask me about it, you know, is your head really flat from being dropped? And usually when I'd get on, I'd be like, no. You know what I mean? Like a retard. Anyway, that's not funny, but it's funny. And but for years, I never got along with my mom. We were just always butting heads. And I don't think she liked me for a long time.
You're butting heads.
Yeah. And like I don't know why. I think the what I gather out of it, I guess, is just the fact that she was tied down at an early time in her life and probably resented me to some degree for it, you know, years and years and years. And eventually when she saw how, I turned out to be a good kid, but how I eventually was very serious about the music thing and I moved out of the house and the band moved away and stuff like that. And I think that's around the time that she realized that, you know, that maybe, I don't know what, she liked me. I don't know.
But, I turned out all right.
Yeah. It's pretty funny, but yeah, we get along great now. Like I've gotten along good with her for a long time now, so.
So when did you notice the resentment kicking in?
I don't know if I had, thought about it.
Yeah, I knew you're not thinking about it, but now, as you look back on it, will you say, well, when I was 8 or when I was 10 or when I was 14 or...
No, just I think pretty much, forever. But it wasn't like we just never got along.
Obviously, yeah. She's your mom.
My home life was great. You know what I mean? And my parents were awesome and cool and everything. But, when it came down to things or I'd get in trouble for things and I'd get slapped by her constantly and, that kind of stuff. Like, I don't know. Just things. We'd butt heads. And that happened for a long, long, long time.
So did you ever tie your mother down?
I think I will.
Sometime in your life. Anyway, we got to get on with the tech news and the quotes.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
And now it's time for the Jabber quote. No.
Whoa, you're freaking me out there.
We're going to move right on. Tech Talk, what do you got? You got some news?
Yeah, well, I went to Staples this week looking for a card reader. Just I was kind of in the market for a card reader because my card reader, when I stick my SD cards into the card reader I have now, it will not show up in the Finder. I can still pull the pictures off in Aperture. Aperture sees.
Why won't it show up in the Finder?
I don't know. That's a good question. And what happens is at a certain point, the pictures will... They say they're corrupted and they won't show up.
Right.
So I went to the place where I bought my camera and he plugged my card into a card reader there and it worked fine and damn.
Yeah, but did you go to the site, whoever it's made by, and find out if there's like some kind of drive? Because I know my Zoom H4, there was a brief period when it said on the site there that it won't mount your card in the Finder because he had to update the firmware thing again or whatever, you know what I mean? And now it's all fine again.
That's the Zoom H4. That thing gets updated every 2 weeks with five.
What an awesome thing.
Can you wash dishes with that thing?
I could do a whole show on the Zoom H4.
I know you could.
It's just incredible.
It is incredible.
You know what I did today?
Tell me what you did with your H4 today.
It was sitting on my desk and because I had used it for the last Jeff and Lana show. And I went and sat down in the toilet and brought my Zoom H4 just to look at it and look all the stuff on it.
You getting poop on it?
No.
No, good.
No. But you could wipe your bottom with it if you wanted to.
Anyway, went to Staples. You got me right off the topic there.
Sorry.
And I was just in the market. I was just shopping around and just to see what the prices were and what kind of form factors. You know, I'm thinking there's a 12-in-1 and a 7-in-1. And but then there was one by Verbatim. It's a shape of a USB stick. And it was $19.99, and all it did was SD cards, and it was like a retractable USB thing that comes out, the male, female part of the USB thing, and it was $19.99. But then right next to it, for $24.99, is the same thing with a card with it, a 2 gig card. So I got a 2 gig card and the reader for it for $24.99.
Well, that's good. Mine, the one that I have is the little iOGear thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, that's all it holds. And it just, it's cool because it's interchangeable. And I like that in it because it's like a little jump drive.
What do you mean it's interchangeable?
Well, you can take your card out.
Oh, right. Yep.
So it's a reader, but it's also a jump drive size thing. So yeah. With an interchangeable. And I like that idea and I just keep it.
Mine's somewhat smaller than the one you have there. And it goes in the side. The card goes in the side.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So when you go to... spring the little USB thing forward. Yours has caps on it, which that's probably what makes it bigger, too. I'll have to show it to you upstairs.
Yeah.
But that is the Verbatim SD card reader.
Oh, cool.
At Staples right now for $24.99.
With a
2 gig card.
2 gig card, yeah.
So now I got 3 2 gig cards. I got more storage than I could ever think of.
That would work out like for what I was telling you. I needed one to get Lana something for... You know, a couple of gigs to transfer some files to, and that would be a good size for her. Plus the fact that she can take the card out. She can use take it out of her camera and put it in, whatever.
Yeah.
Something that I had for tech news, this is really cool and just shows you the how technology is evolving. Again, I was flipping through that Costco coupon booklet thing that comes in the mail with a magazine or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Baby monitors, video baby monitor.
That's the William Shatner on the cover?
Yeah.
Okay.
A video baby monitor. You got the one thing with a little camera on the front of it, so you can point at the baby instead of, you know, a baby monitor where you just have audio, hear your baby crying or hear something, you know, out of the ordinary. But this is a baby monitor with a video on it, and it's the same little size, like a little walkie-talkie thing, and the other one has the screen on it, so you can sit it while you're, you know, carried around with you, doing your laundry, sitting at the kitchen table, wherever, and you actually have a video of the sleeping baby or whatever, or baby playing in a playpen or whatever.
Isn't it has cool? audio too, though, right?
Just well, of course, it'll have audio, yeah. But, yeah, audio, video one, you know what I mean? Isn't that cool? How things have evolved, that you got now video of your baby upstairs?
It's very cool.
And I guess you could use it for other things if you wanted to, you know what I mean? Like, if you had to, any kind of surveillance or something, it's kind of neat.
I'm actually thinking of putting up some surveillance cameras.
Oh, yeah? That's cool.
Only because we can't see our driveway from any place in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking of putting one on the corner there right by the satellite dish. And I was thinking of somewhere else. Somewhere where I can be somewhere else and remotely look at it.
Yeah. Wireless type thing? Have you looked at all
wireless,
for stuff yet?
Yeah.
Because I want to know what's available when you... Whatever you dig up on that.
Because now the prices have gotten down. Costco, again, they had two... systems there.
Oh, they do have that.
Yeah. They got one.
Work with a Mac?
What's that?
Work with a Mac?
Yeah, works with Mac.
Okay.
They had one like with a 16 camera setup.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they had one with four. Obviously, some
stores. What's the price on that, do you know?
I think the four camera one was
$399. $399?
Yeah.
Whoa. You got to check at Micro Center, man. They have a wall of that kind of stuff, video surveillance stuff.
Cool. Anyway, that's way off.
Pick me up on the way.
Pick you up on the way. Of course, I would not go to Micro Center without Big JD.
This week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry. Fine purveyors of Mother's Day gifts from everything from the kitchen sink to a brand new LCD TV.
Wow. Good stuff. On the corner of
Wabash and Strabane in beautiful Burbank, California. You can reach them at stevenlarry.com.
I should put that up somewhere. Storefront deal.
Storefront for Stephen Larry's. Anyway, do you have a quote?
No, you have a quote.
I have tons of quotes.
Yeah, what have you got for Mother's Day?
Mother's. Yeah, it's Mother's General. Day. Do you want one from Napoleon or do you want one
Napoleon,
from...
Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
Yeah, that's good. We've never used anything from Napoleon, have we?
Napoleon Bonaparte.
Yeah.
Sure. Let France have good mothers and she will have good sons.
Hmm.
Obviously, that's very plain, simple, straightforward. Yeah. Not much to that. Aristotle also had one many hundreds of years before.
He's the guy that designed all the cool clothes?
Aristotle?
Or Pastel? Or, yeah. Okay.
mothers are fonder than fathers of their children because they are more certain they are their own.
Ooh, isn't that something?
That's a good one. I like
wow,
that.
Yeah.
Is that one mine? You hear a lot of dads say that one. Hey, that's not mine.
Yeah.
Where's the mother? She always knows which one are her kids. I think that goes not just for people. That goes for birds and worms and all kinds of animals.
They may not, the mother may not even know who the father is, but they know that the kid is theirs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I wonder how
that's
that
cool.
works.
That's pretty good, actually. It's somewhat self-explanatory as well, but...
very succinct. Aristotle was a very smart guy. If you want to know more about Aristotle, go to harrysphilosophy.com and...
Harry what?
harrysphilosophy.com.
Oh, okay. I thought you said harryswastika.com, and I'm like, whoa.
Harry Swastika. I wonder if that's actually a thing. Oh, look at that. You can buy swastika flags.
Nice. Well, you can get those at Steve and Larry's. Get your swastika flag.
George Washington also said something about mothers. You want to hear about it?
Sure.
My mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw. All I am, I owe to my mother and attribute all my success in life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received
from
her.
Enough.
He received physical education from...
Yeah, well, he was known for sleeping with his mother, that guy. No, I don't know. I'm just kidding. But,
what?
But that's just useless. That's not really a quote, you know. He's quoted as saying something nice about his mother, but that's not one of those real...
That's not an Aristotelian thing.
One of those kind... Even none of them really were the ones that you can pick apart or make you think like, Well, except Aristotle was pretty cool,
yeah.
Next week on the Jabbercast, which you can... visit, by the way, at www.thejabbercast.com. You can contact us from the contact page by
going to the contact page and hop on the My Chingo widget, push the record a message, and we will receive it automatically in our inboxes, going through the interwebs of the internet.
Okay. You can figure that out. No. If you can't, just email us at jeremyo@thejabbercast.com.
Yes, okay. Just push the button. Leave us a message.
Just push a button. Don't worry about it. Just push any button on your computer.
Go to jabbercast.com.
Hit any button.
No.
Now you'll figure out what to do. And next week on the Jabbercast, and it's really cool because you have it up or what?
No.
Oh, geez. It's social networks. That's right. May 18th. Social network. Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Friendster. What is the social networking phenomenon? Is it just for the kids or just for techies? Can my grandmother benefit from joining one of these networks? And how do these relate to instant messaging through MSN Messenger or AOL Instant Messenger? Messenger. Okay,
Messenger.
Yeah, Messenger. Do these technologies help us or hinder us in becoming better communicators with our friends and relatives? That's some interesting things there.
That's
points
gonna be good.
Of discussion.
It's going to be a good show, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So there you have this week's Jabbercast, and you can hear almost instant replay of this Jabbercast next Saturday, actually, on WKBR from 9 a.m. Shows start streaming. New Jeff Atlanta Show, New You Talking to Me, the Jabbercast, Easy Mac Podcast, Border City Radio Show, Harry's Philosopher's Corner, Big JD's Ray Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and there's probably another one that I'm...
Howard Stern's...
No, Howard Stern. But yeah, you pick up all those shows next week, and all these shows are available as podcasts as well as the Jabbercast by visiting Jabbercast or going to iTunes. Search the Jabbercast, search Big JD.
You'll find us.
And
thanks for listening, everybody.
See ya.
jabbercast.com or lippo@thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback deferred. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.